Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Oh, you know what that sponsor is. That sponsor is Paul Davis Restoration. If Mr. Todd comes through your house and he's done gotten jacked up on like five energy drinks in a row, and he comes through there just blazing and being all clumsy, knocking stuff over, falling into the walls and catching himself on the faucet, ripping it out. Just a human wrecking ball coming through there. When you finally get him out of your house or he calms down from all of the energy drinks, then you call Paul Davis Restoration and their emergency technicians come over and fix it. So anything that has been destroyed in your home or office that you need to be, you know, have put back into its original state, then Paul Davis does that, and they do it the best way anybody, you know. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis to get them. Paul love it. So Mr. Todd is here, camera guy, taste tester Todd, which is his title on Fend for Yourselves, the cooking show. And what else? Oh, Tater Todd. He doesn't like that one, though. He doesn't like being called Tater Todd.
It's my favorite.
He doesn't like being called Todd the Turd. That's another one he doesn't like.
Todd the Turd.
What about like Tushy Todd?
Turdy Todd.
Yeah. Tingling Todd.
Tingling. I like that one. Yeah.
Tickle Todd.
Tickle me Todd.
So we're not on though, right?
Yeah, he doesn't like any of those, but he's here testing out cameras and stuff. And I don't know why it always works perfectly. I don't know what the deal is with that, but
tickle me, Todd. Love that. He doesn't seem like the ticklish type.
Are you ticklish, Todd?
Yeah, a little bit.
You are?
Yeah. A little bit.
He's dressed up today, though.
Yeah, he looks nice.
He got some fancy drawstring pants on today.
He's in my church drawstring pants.
Yeah. He's dressing up for meetings and stuff because Adam is in town.
You and Adam have a meeting today, Todd?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I'll go to meeting.
Like, I got a wedding. I'm in a wedding today. On a Wednesday. It's Wedding Wednesday, Wedding Tuesday.
Well, my parents got married on a Tuesday.
Whatever. Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah. Taco Tuesday.
It's a true story. My parents got married on a Tuesday so that my grandfather could be there, my dad's dad. He was a merchant marine. He was out on a ship, and that was the only time he could be there, and then he no-showed.
Yeah, but thank you for his service.
He got a little drunk in New Orleans, apparently didn't make it for the wedding.
I was in the Marines. The merchant marine.
Merchant Marines.
Out of New Orleans.
Could have seen how that was doomed from the start.
But nonetheless, they were just as married on Tuesday as they would have been on a Saturday.
Of course.
That's right. You know.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So we have a Share Funny Live thing coming up where we do it in front of a studio audience at the Great Wagon Road Distilling Company. It is April 7th. That's a Thursday night, April 7th. There are VIP tickets available, which includes it's the same as regular tickets, I think, except you get a sticker that says, "Hi, my name is," and then we'll write VIP on it.
Yep.
I think that's where your extra money goes.
Exactly.
To the stickers. You get a sticker. Where would one inquire about that? On the websites? On the regular acetj.com?
For the VIP package?
For any of it.
Well, they would have to be part of the Share Funny family, which they can go to acetj.com/SFF and sign up. We pick people randomly, and if they are interested in a VIP package, they can just RSVP and say they want more information.
acetj.com/SFthat is what
SFF.
SFthat. No. But I heard they have, well, my little friend Jenny said they have great food at the place.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking, oh, really? I didn't know. Great food to my little friend Jenny is all you can eat hot dogs and, you know, fair food, kind of. But I like that, too, so.
I didn't know that.
And she may, I don't know, she may have it confused with something. She may have just stumbled in there one day and looked up and said, "I've been drinking all day, and where did I get this hot dog? Oh, I must have gotten it here." Yum, yum, yum.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Can I?
We won't be starving during the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm confused on something. So you said we pick people randomly.
Well, it's, yeah, because I mean, it's a whole process, but it's random.
What so part
I go,
is random?
So what? I go. So
for picking VIP people or what?
No, oh. For anybody that gets invited to the show.
You mean you randomly send out the invitations are sent out randomly to people in the Share Funny family?
So we have a database of over 1,000 people.
Right.
So what I do is I take, I go into this website called random.org, and then I just go through and write down numbers and then match it up to the newsletter and pick those people and okay. Send them invites.
So, but mm-hmm. So in other words, if people want to RSVP, they just need to, if people want to, the VIP to purchase that, they just need to RSVP right now. Or hit us up right now. They can DM us for information.
So. No, they need to get the invite
first.
They
still have to be one of the random people that have to be invited before they can buy RSVP or VIP tickets?
Yes.
Okay.
Special. Trust the process, Ace.
Yeah,
it's
super easy.
Sounds like it.
The process.
There's a process.
Okay, so.
It's just a lot to explain. I'm like, it's random, though, I promise.
What I was going to ask is, since Adam is here today, Adam is our business manager, and he comes in for, 2-day marathon of meetings. And it seems like he's just slamming one meeting right after the other when he's here, including a meeting that he has to have with Ace on the golf course, the only place this meeting could happen. So that's today. He's coming in here first to speak with somebody. I don't know who, but he just said he would be up in here around 10 a.m.
Okay.
So what I want to know is, how many of y'all have used your fancy business cards that he got everybody?
I did. I used one. I gave my first one out yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He's going to inquire.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet. I have to go get my new ones because they got my phone number wrong on mine.
Oh.
So I haven't given any of mine out.
Does Adam know that we have recordings to do at 10?
I don't know. I didn't know we had recordings to do at 10.
Yeah. And then I've got a recording to do at 10:45.
Wait, so what are we doing at 10? Well, I can find out later.
Yeah. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, is it just audio, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I'm only dressed for audio.
Yeah.
I probably still got CPAP lines on my face. Yeah, those things are like tattoos. They last, they're like at least a henna. It'll last a while. Because, I shaved completely my face because I thought I wanted to see what was under the hair because it looked like I had some scarring on my face in the cooking show. So I had to get up in there and look. So when I shaved it down, it was just a shadow. Maybe it was a different color splotch of hair in my beard or whatever. But now when I take that CPAP mask off every morning, it looks like I'd have been run over by a train. Yeah. It's like big old huge lines. And they don't go away quickly.
Yeah, no. It's like sleeping, on your hand or something.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a commercial. I almost texted you the other night. A CPAP machine without the hose.
Oh, man, the hose is the best part.
I don't know how it works, though. There's no hose. Huh. You ain't getting no hose with a Z-Pad machine. Mm-hmm. No. That's the least of your worries.
The world doesn't work without hose. What kind of who wants to live in a world without hose?
Not me.
No.
Mm-mm.
Hell no.
Hell no. Wow. Well, cool.
But they make those things that they implant into your throat.
Oh, pause.
Yeah.
You got an implant in your throat. Mm-hmm.
You got it implanted in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to mess with that. It's controlled by your phone. And at the time, I had that iPhone 6.
Hell no.
I didn't want to mess with it. But, you know, I can't be taking a chance on anybody doing anything to my throat, putting anything up into my moneymaker.
Oh, man.
You know. Think about how sad the millions of people would be.
Yeah, if something happened to your voice?
Huh. You don't even want to consider that. I mean, this would probably turn into a third world nation. People would just give up their quest to a life. You know, it's like, what matters now? Nothing.
That escalated rather quickly.
Yeah.
That it would just turn into a third world country without DJ.
I don't. You know, I'm not just saying that, you know, using hyperbole.
It's the butterfly effect.
It is. And the domino effect.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did feel badly that my wife the other day made Mr. Todd feel ashamed about all the dumb suckers he was eating. And he put them all back in the bag.
And how many are we talking about?
He grabbed 20. Out of there the other day, and I said something about, you know, we were worried because I said he's not only is he addicted to this and, you know, the Dum Dums and the Afrin and energy drinks, he's also addicted to cussing.
He's addicted to cussing?
Yeah, he's addicted to cussing.
He's a cusser kid?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just an all around addict.
Yeah, he cusses like a Yankee kid.
Really?
Mm hmm. F this, F that.
Really?
Yeah. It's a shame. All those ugly words coming out such a pretty face.
That ugly talk.
Oh, and you know I don't like that ugly talk. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
That's a shame.
So instead of saying, all right, I'm not going to cuss as much, he threw the suckers back in the bag.
All right.
Take the suckers.
Yeah, that is
Take these effing suckers.
In the energy drinks, he's addicted to those too?
Yeah, he had two at one time. He was two fisting them, two big old monsters.
Is it true? I don't do that.
Yeah, last Thursday he had one open and one in reserve. Walk around here.
God. And coffee, too, I think he's addicted to.
That old big old ass Dunkin' Donuts coffees? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, a big old Dunkin' Donuts coffee would be good right now, though.
Mm-hmm. We about to have to tie him down.
Yeah, he's not, like, overly wired, though, for all the caffeine.
What?
Do you think, those, do
oh
you think
God,
so?
Oh, yeah.
Look at pretty him. Mellow.
Just kidding. Ugh. Just imagine if it was, if he had, you know, plenty of room to move around in those pants.
Yeah, he's addicted to wearing tight pants.
We'd really be in trouble. But those pants keep him at bay, you know?
It's like a harness.
Ew.
Keep him locked in. Yeah, that's interesting. He's got an addictive personality.
He does.
Of the stupidest things.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
So, WalletHub.com ranked the states in the most stressed out states and least stressed out states. The most stressed out states. And the way they do this is because of, they use 41 factors like average work hours, unemployment rate, income, divorce rates, COVID restrictions. Now that's a big one.
Yeah.
Depression rates, healthcare costs, and crime. Based on all of that information, all of those, all of those factors. The most stressed out states in United States. Looks like number one's Louisiana, our home state of Louisiana.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nevada, New Mexico, West Virginia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas, and Tennessee. Stressed out. Least stressed, Utah.
Yeah,
you'll see that.
Minnesota. South Dakota, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Hawaii, North Dakota, Massachusetts, Nebraska, and New Jersey. Now, New Jersey, is that I was believing them up until they got to that part.
Massachusetts and New Jersey.
There's no way that they are the least stressed. I'm telling you, though, if it weren't for all of the snow and the bad winters and stuff, I would like to live in Nebraska.
Never been. What they got in Nebraska?
Good people.
Is that right?
Good people. Yeah, they do. Well, except for my little friend Jenny. Her family, you know, like her parents are good people, and the people that we've met there.
Yeah.
She's a little bit, you know, a little much sometimes, but she's not living there anymore, so she wouldn't be like a bad neighbor or anything. She lives in North Carolina.
Nebraska. Warren Buffett. It's from Nebraska, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably somewhere. Live in his neighborhood.
Probably. Figure.
You know, he lives in Omaha.
Omaha.
Yeah. I'd probably live in Lincoln.
Yeah. Doesn't he live in the same house that he's lived in forever?
I think so.
Like he's never upgraded his house or anything?
Same car.
With all the money that he's got? Yeah.
I don't know, but he's a jackass.
Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
Really?
Not nearly as cool as his brother, Jimmy.
Love Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Going to see Jimmy.
Are you really?
This summer. Mm-hmm.
Where?
In Charlotte.
Oh, you're not traveling to see him anywhere in a beach type area?
Mm-mm.
With whom are you going?
I haven't decided yet. I might go by myself.
Hmm. Do you remember what happened last time you saw Jimmy Buffett?
I got absolute shit-faced.
Yeah?
But I made it into work the next day.
You were late to work.
I wasn't
late. You were late on your standards because you had stuff you needed to do and all, and you were all panicked, and we told you to chill. It was fine. It was that girl you were dating at the time that had the gall to buy you those tickets to make you happy.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you're at a Jimmy Buffett concert. You got to get absolutely trashed.
Riggins,
that's the goal.
I was recently told two Buffett stories that I think that you'll love. Mm. One, both around the same place. His sister owns a place, and he's probably an investor, I believe, but she owns a huge place in Orange Beach that is the place on the water to go. It's packed every night. You know, that it's crazy. Mm-hmm. You'll wait hours for a table just to get in there. And recently he was there, but nobody knew he was there. He just kind of walked in the back and was hanging around, and the band took a break and the lights were off on the stage. And they said, suddenly a guy started playing guitar. People looked up, and there was Buffett in flip-flops and his hat on backwards. He just sat down and played three songs, then got up and walked away. Didn't say a word about it. And say there was a wedding party celebrating there, and the guy goes around and takes pictures, and he took their picture. And they said when he gave them the photo, they were, do you see anything odd? They were like, no, everybody's there. And the guy was like, look at this guy up here. And Buffett had seen their picture, ran over, got in the back of their photo, and then walked off, and nobody knew he just left.
Yeah, I would have freaked out.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. They didn't find out until after he was already gone.
I would have freaked out. Love him.
I'll go to the concert with you.
Will you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have known that's what was going to happen when I said who's going with you.
I'll invite myself.
I'll go with you.
Yeah. No, it's a fun show. It's a good time.
Yeah, I would have no interest in that. Not that big of a Jimmy Buffett fan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like his chicken tenders much.
Jimmy Buffett's chicken tenders?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. At the Margaritaville restaurant.
Oh. Yeah, we got to go. Got to get the cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you get there. And it's a classy place when you go to a margarita with the 10-foot blender in the middle of in the restaurant. Yeah. It's a nice place.
But I'm going to tell you what. With all of the different choices of places to eat in Las Vegas on the Strip, that Margaritaville stays slam, jam, packed. And the music is cranking all the way down the street. And I'm like, all of these places around here. And there are people just waiting down the alley to get in.
There's one in Times Square. Yeah. And you go, what the hell are you doing here? There's, I mean, a billion places to eat in New York City, and then people lined up to get in Margaritaville. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love them. And when you go to those shows, it's kids, and then there's people that are 90.
Yeah.
So it's a show for everybody.
But the thing is that they have one in Hollywood, Florida, that I've been to a few times when we were there. And that kind of makes sense. You're in a beachy area and all that. But right on the corner of one of the streets in downtown, in the strip of Las Vegas, not downtown, but on the Las Vegas Strip, that doesn't fit anywhere.
You're in the
any
desert.
Type of atmosphere.
Yeah, you're in the desert casino area. There's no water to be found.
Surrounded by concrete.
Yeah, makes no sense.
And sweaty asses.
And sweaty asses and fat people with their butt cracks out. And I'm just assuming. I've never been there, but I assume there's a lot of butt cracks in the Margaritaville restaurant.
Yeah, I think it is the chafing capital of the world.
Just swampy ass.
Welcome to Las Vegas, the chafing capital of the world.
Yeah, a lot of walking, but it's a dry heat. I go, tell that to my crotch that has, you know, a gallon of water just hovering inside it right now. It's a dry heat. Dry heat.
You ever been to Vegas, Alexis?
No, I want to go, though. But I want to go to the non-tourist parts.
Well, Las Vegas is mostly tourists. Not a lot of people, not a lot of residents.
Yeah. So you want to go
to... really anything.
You want to go to the neighborhoods.
The hoods.
Yeah. Well, you want to go to the subdivisions.
Just because I'm not going to, gamble. So I guess I would go see a Cirque du Soleil show.
A what?
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
She really butchered that first.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
Well, yeah.
You can eat at Wahlburgers.
Sure.
Mm.
Go see a strip show.
Yeah. Mm. It'd be fun, I guess.
Yeah. It sure would. You can see your little ass up at a blackjack table.
I would lose all my money. That's why I'm like, I don't want to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do penny slots.
Yeah, you can do the slot machines.
Yeah.
It's okay to lose all your money as long as you're budgeted accordingly.
Yeah, I don't like losing any kind of money.
Yeah, me either. I'm not a good gambler.
But I'll find me a high roller, though, and I'll go sit next to him and be his good luck charm.
Yeah.
Blow on the dice.
How you going to feel when a high roller says, get the hell out of here. Who let this girl up in here? Get out of here.
We're not giving you any free drinks. Get the hell out of here.
Messing up my luck.
I'll be like, the universe is on my side. Trust me. You want me next to you.
Okay.
Then he'd be like, why would you not go gamble your own money then and make money out of the deal?
I like gambling other people's money.
Adam, is there a reason you're just standing there like that?
Yeah, walked in talking.
Yeah.
Hovering.
Conducting meetings with Todd right here and while everybody's doing their thing. I'm sorry. There has been something going on with me for the last few minutes here that had me kind of freaking out, but it just came to a solution. So let's take a break, and then I will fill you in on what's been going on. And I've been covering it well, I think. Y'all didn't even know shit was happening.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do that next.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Right now, I'm stuck. I got a sticky cinnamon roll on my hand.
Holy cow.
Thank you.
Man.
Good.
I'm sorry. I couldn't even get my other earbud in because I had icing on that hand. All right. So, everybody knows I have everybody in here knows, not everybody in the world knows. I have a friend, actually one of my favorite people. Her name is April, and she is a prosecutor in South Carolina. Y'all know I love April. At 9:15 this morning, which was 15 minutes ago in the Eastern, she sends me this text. Apparently, they're waiting for you in court for... And then she named some kind of hearings. I said, huh? Then it took her a few minutes to text back. And I'm sitting here waiting, and we're still talking on the show. I'm trying to be funny and all. She said, that's what I'm being told. Two people came here looking for you. I said, really? I don't even know what that is. And again, it took her a few minutes to respond to that. She said, so you are going to laugh hysterically. We have a TJ here, and I texted you instead of her.
Oh, my God. I got to go for
it. I'm not laughing hysterically.
Sorry.
And then she put, I got to do better with laughing faces.
Yeah.
Now.
My bad.
Well, the reason why that wasn't so far-fetched for me is because April has advised me on some things in the past, mainly when I got caught with ammunition in LaGuardia Airport. She was a big help in finding an attorney in New York to handle it and letting me know, like checking up on it and seeing whether I made the docket or whatever. And so she's in my legal business. You know, she knows that kind of stuff. And then for her to say that they're waiting on me in court for some kind of hearing, because you know what I'm thinking. Was that an email I missed? Did somebody send a letter? I don't even live in that state or that county. Why would they be needing me in a hearing? So they don't. You know, even when you're not a criminal, you get kind of anxious when the law is looking for you.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
In a different state.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, man.
I mean, I may not live in that state, but I've been to that state.
Hell yeah.
You know,
you
a
left
lot.
Your mark.
Mm-hmm.
He was about to be on the lam.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was some kind of paternity hearing or what.
Yeah.
Because I could easily have babies in all 50. You know what I'm saying? Even Alaska. I never even been there. There was one old girl, though, that said she was about to leave for Alaska, and she wanted a little something before she left. So she could have gone to Alaska and had an Alaska baby.
Sure.
Come out, you know.
She was in the Air Force, about to be transferred.
Trying to be part of Life Below Zero and shit.
My eyes for a trucker.
Yeah. Love Child's Below Zero.
Uh-huh.
That's what it would be.
Wow. That's scary. And the fact that she takes minutes to respond.
Yeah.
Wait, because, what are you talking about? And then nothing. You're like, hello.
Because she's obviously in court at the time doing something.
Sorry.
You're gonna laugh at this so much.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I really made a goof.
Yeah.
Now, if they were looking for Adam in that state,
yeah,
I mean, he's got, you know, more tickets than the guy at the movie theater. Yeah, how many tickets you got?
One.
All right, in your family, how many tickets you got?
About six.
Yeah. Six. Bullshit.
Since moving to that state, you've gotten that many tickets.
Well, yeah, three on the youngest, one on the oldest, and one for me. Five.
Yeah, so five. Just five.
Just five.
You can still count it on one hand.
But he drove here this time. You know, he said he wasn't going to drive anymore because it was too dangerous. Those people on that interstate are,
He told somebody yesterday, he and I were going into a meeting, and he's like, normally I fly. This time I drove. Just, you know, the drive is just ridiculous. I'm like, it's 3.5 hours. It's not. Is that not what you said? He's like, normally I fly. The drive is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could be here sitting down for a meeting by the time he goes to the airport there, loads on the plane, flies here, waits for them to taxi and all of that stuff, and get back in the, and then drive to the suburbs. Yeah.
You figure you're at the airport an hour before the flight leaves, at least. Then the flight is, what, an hour?
But you know he's not one of those, when he's leaving, that goes to the airport extra early. He probably backs in there with like 5 minutes left. Yeah. But you know what? Everybody's doing the pre-check on TSA now.
I've noticed the line's getting a little longer lately, and I don't like it.
Yeah, once they found out, all you got to do is go to an office and pay $20, and you don't have to, you know, take your shoes off anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, I got $20 and the whole day. I can do that.
Not everybody has.
Your wife still doesn't have hers?
Oh, it just eats at me every
day. It's only $20.
$88.
Oh.
$88 gets you 5 years.
That's nice.
I know. In prison. Yeah, mine's up next year.
Isn't there another service that's like TSA PreCheck now, like called Clear or something?
Yeah, a friend of mine has it. It's an eye thing. They check your...
It's like a scan of your eyeball?
Yeah, like you put your eye thing and it scans it, and it's like a pre-check thing, but Charlotte Douglas Airport doesn't have it, because when he was here, he was rolled up, and they were like, we don't have that. He's like, damn it.
I don't want anything scanned in my eye.
Right.
Well, it's your brown eye, so...
Okay, well, then I don't mind that. That's completely fine. It's the green ones that I have a problem with.
Trousers down.
I've never seen it because Charlotte Douglas doesn't have it. But they have it. They have it in like Atlanta has it. And all that. But you put your face in the thing and it scans your eyes and identifies you, and then you're good to go.
That's sick.
Well, I mean, they're scanning everything else at the airport.
Yeah, it's not like they don't know what it looks like. You've seen one butthole, you've seen them all.
Yeah, that's what you know how many times a day I tell somebody that? Come on. I've seen one. I've seen them all. Let me see it.
Relax.
Let me see it.
Let's see that button. But when they do that scan thing that you walk through, the metal detector deal and all that, can't they see implants and things? Don't they show up differently in that X-ray deal?
Metal.
My wife has metal implants.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very expensive. I was racking my brain like, what type of implants are metal funny. Like that?
There was saline or
aluminum.
Saline or iron. My wife's breast implants are made of angle iron or rebar.
Rebar.
Rebar boobs.
Some hangers.
But anyway, they can't see if they can't see that in the thing, I mean, how are they seeing anything? You don't have, it doesn't have to be metal to be a weapon, does it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not just a metal detector. It's a full body scan.
I'm saying. So they should be able to see the implants.
Yeah, probably.
Or, you know, the thing that I wear, the pump.
Yeah, the penis part.
I just wear it, you know, wherever I'm going.
Oh, my God.
You never know.
Yeah.
Never know for what?
When are you going to need to be pumped up?
Always ready.
I have to do it before I go to sleep.
That's a, stop, yeah. Please. It's gross. Got to prep.
I'm pumping.
Yeah.
He's got to make sure he's got a CPAP machine and
the yeah. When those X-ray things first came out, though, I mean, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And it just shows you how we become sheep and stop asking questions so quickly, and it just becomes, all right, for convenience, I'll do it. You're up there getting a full body scan, and, you know, I always hate when they do something that is suspecting the innocent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they don't, you know, if they had, like if they saw Mr. Todd coming through there, there's no need for them to be X-raying him. You can already see everything he's got through those pants. Right. Yeah. Tight ass. Pants.
We know what you got.
Yep. Leaves nothing to the imagination.
Yeah.
Now, Alexis.
Well, now, Alexis, what?
I didn't. You didn't even let me finish.
Oh.
But you know.
Yeah, because it would it X-ray drugs?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Like if she was a mule?
Of course it would. Unless you put it in your butt.
Well, even at that.
It would seem like it would still show up. Your body. I don't know. What do you see, technically?
I think you can see teeny weeny peenies.
That's it. Oh, come on through, teeny weeny peenie.
Teeny weeny peenie. I know what you're working with. Not
come
shit.
On through, teeny weeny peenie. Be pissed. Imagine. TSA.
That'd be hilarious.
I know a game you're not going to play to kill the time on the flight. Hung man. You're not playing that.
Keep your shoes on, teeny weeny peeny.
Yeah, it says scanners can detect steel and non-metallic objects on the exterior of the body. Contrary to popular belief, they cannot see inside body cavities or diagnose disease.
The teeny weeny peeny is on the outside of the
right.
body.
Yeah. Well, it does say. Well, I can't click on this. It does say that they. Hang on, I accidentally clicked on it. Let me see if it appears TSA officers could actually see hazy but recognizable images of nipples, backsides, and male genitalia.
Could I get two nipples for this dime?
See your nipple.
Yeah, so the way they there's an example of one here, and you just see like it's a lady, and it almost looks like a ghost. You can see an outline of the breasts and all that, and she has like a necklace on and earrings on.
They show up
dark like a ghost.
Hell yeah!
Hey brother, forward me that link.
I got an outline fetish.
Oh my gosh. See silhouettes.
No. Outline, darling, leave the jewelry on.
It's probably a thing.
It probably is the definitely shadows. A thing.
Mm-hmm. And the, what do you call it? When it's the figure. The
silhouette.
Silhouette. Yeah.
Silhouette porn.
Mm-hmm. You know. Like old Jessica Rabbit and them.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen a silhouette that didn't turn me on.
Ew. Rob, stop. Yeah.
I mean, even the name, Silhouette.
Silhouette.
Man. I dated an old girl from France one time. Her name was Silhouette.
Went to damn school for a Silhouette.
Yeah, that old gal I dated, though, she was a model for the mud flaps.
Yeah, right. And air fresheners.
Hell yeah. And she was every bit as fine in person as she was on them mud flaps and air fresheners. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Is that Riggins moaning?
Is that on the radio?
Yeah.
He's a moaner.
Don't let us interrupt your meeting.
Ooh, and I got icing all over my papers now from that cinnamon roll.
Oh, so good.
Did y'all ever have any stupid school pictures? I mean, pictures that, not the regular school pictures that they take to put in the yearbooks and all, but when the Ola Mills people came around, or those special kind of pictures that they would do in the middle of the year, because they would usually do school pictures, the official school pictures, in the fall.
Yeah.
Right. So then they, Olin Mills or somebody, would come and do some special ones that would look different.
Yeah, I never took the special ones. My mom was like, "We got a school picture. We don't need special ones. If we needed Olin Mills, we'd go do that separately or something." Right. We never did. We did once. She got a coupon. Yeah.
Forgot y'all were poor.
Yeah.
They were so poor.
We were so poor, we couldn't even afford.
My mom still has all the school pictures in a book for me and my sister, one, like in order. You've got one from every, all the way through. Well, I guess probably until I got to high school and didn't. Maybe I did take school pictures in high school. I did in a yearbook then.
My mama would always, she would say, "All right, you got these Ola Mills pictures tomorrow," and she'd make sure I look, you know, decent with a nice sweater or like a little velour shirt with a band on the waist, you know. Then the pictures look good. I mean, you know, she didn't care that the one that we kept had the word proof written on it.
Yeah, sure.
She didn't care about that. That's the one. That's the one we kept. Yeah. You just say proof.
Still look the same.
But they've started fancying some of these pictures up and then putting the kids in front of green screens, and then, you know, when they go to develop them or whatever, they'll put flowery meadow or something behind them. Well, this one school in Indiana took these pictures on St. Patrick's Day. So all the kids were wearing green.
Oh, no.
And you put them in front of a green screen. Their shirts, their clothes are transparent. It just blends in with the background.
Oops. That's hysterical.
The pictures are funny.
That's just unfortunate. Yeah. Like, that's just poor.
But if I were a parent in that situation, I would like that better than... The rats say, "This is fun. This is funny. We gotta, you know, we're buying these."
Yeah, that's hysterical.
One of the ones I saw this morning, you see like a kid's head and his arms, and then his chest is the fence that's behind him with flowers sticking through it. So just like a head, arms, and a fence.
Now, that's a cool pick.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be way better to me than just the regular, you know, scene with the meadow behind you.
And it seems like the majority of the parents thought it was kind of fun, that they were having fun with it. Like, yes, we're keeping these. We're never sending those back. They're great.
Right. I mean, they're in Indiana. I mean, they got to have something to bring some joy here or there. You know?
Sure.
My wife's family is all from Indiana. She's not. They are.
Yeah.
And bless their hearts. It doesn't take much to entertain them, though. They find a lot of things to be funny.
Is that right?
That aren't. and then vice versa.
Yeah.
They find a lot of things to not be funny that are funny.
Yeah, that's a tough crowd. Yeah, what part of Indiana?
In the Muncie area.
Welcome to Muncie.
Is that not in Parks and Recreation? Muncie?
Probably. A lot of Indiana references.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my father-in-law's hometown is a little tiny place called Yorktown, Indiana. And his mom's neighbor was Axl Rose's grandmother.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And she said, I don't know what kind of musician her grandson is, but they'll come pulling up in big limos and everything, come piling out of there looking all dirty and
I'm sure
whatever.
When you made a scene.
Yeah. But, you know, just right across the street from a cornfield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore. She's no longer with us on this earth.
R.I.P.
Yeah, Jody's grandmother. But, yeah, I just figure, you know, it's kind of like a pull-my-finger kind of humor.
Yeah.
You know, that they like. Like yep. Jody's uncle and stuff. He's funny.
Sure. Yep.
They've all been nice to me, except the you know, the dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. They're not nice to me.
Aren't they all?
Some of them worse than others. Yeah. Some of them have seen the way. Like Jody's uncle has seen the way since he retired. When he got out of that union,
yeah.
Then they stopped brainwashing. He lost his brainwashing, and then now. Hell, he gets put in Facebook jail about every 2 weeks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, for saying some kind of bullshit.
he just made a hard turn. I
love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Sometimes it's one of those where, okay, all right, no, we're really not on the same side. It's like over the top.
He's extreme.
Kind of stuff, yeah. I mean, he's not a conservative. He's just not a brainwashed extreme Democrat like he used to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hanging at the Elks Lodge. That's what they do. Like he's a member of the Elks Lodge.
Like the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Do they just hang out there during the day?
Anytime. They're playing cards. Yeah. They're just, you know, like a country club kind of thing. Playing golf.
Yeah.
At the Elks.
They got a golf course at the Elks?
I think so, yeah. That one they do, I believe. Maybe not. But I know that... I went in there one day with him, and because he wanted to introduce Jody to everybody. And this is my niece that I talk about so much. And I mean, it looked like you had just walked into a fire pit. There was so much smoke in that room. All those old dudes sitting around those big round tables smoking.
Chiefing.
Yeah. Cigarettes and cigars, whatever. And a lot of them were drinking beer, and then others were just drinking liquor out of the glass, just kind of stuff you see on TV.
Yep.
In let's say probably around noon, in the middle of the week, all retired, sitting around at the Elks.
The way men should be.
Hell yeah.
Hell women. Yeah. I want to do that too.
No, they don't have women there.
Mm-mm. I want to sit around doing all that.
You do that with women at whatever the women's place is.
No, I don't want to go there.
Yeah. Mm-mm. The Elks Lodge is for men.
I'm going to go to the Elk Lodge. Who's going to stop me? I'm going to say, I identify as an elk.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to work at the Elk Lodge.
I'm here.
Call me Bo Winkle, bitch.
Finger, okay. Finger antlers
yeah.
up.
Yeah. I'm here.
Let me in. Or I'll blow this out.
I got a feeling unless you're serving, no women are allowed.
They have special nights for the wives and events where they bring their wives and stuff.
And there's like a kids' night. Yeah. You know, they get a meal. Because my dad always tried to get me to join the Knights of Columbus, which is like the Catholic version. But all the guys are like 100 years old. I go, Dad, I don't give a shit about joining that. He was like the grand knight.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, once a month it was like a kids' day. And you could go in from like 12 to noon to 2 or something. Then you get lunch. And then once a month the wives would come too. But yeah, it's the same thing. Drinking, smoking. Doing the fish fry.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
But they're all, you know, 80.
Yeah.
I don't want to join that Knights of Columbus at all.
But on TV and in the movies, there's always a steam room. Let's go down and have a steam at the club.
Sure.
Like, that's even a bigger no thank you. I don't want to sit around with a bunch of old men naked.
Saggy balls. It's disgusting. And it's named after like one of the guys that's always been there. Yeah. So gross.
Oh, it sounds so appealing.
Yeah, I can't wait to join.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.